This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and I am so excited to be on with you today, as usual. As you know, there is so much going on in the spirit. I say that every time. Also, Prophecy Now listeners, I love you guys. Those of you who listen to my podcast and follow me on my podcast, not on YouTube, just so you know, you can find me on YouTube at Spirit Move Ministry, and excited to release the word of the Lord today. Now, I'm just trying to remember things as I go. Announcements. So, Tanzania is fully funded, and you know we had to raise around $40,000 for Tanzania, and that is done. We actually went above and beyond what we needed, and so now those extra funds are being set aside for Pakistan. As you know, I will be going back to Pakistan in October, and the expectation is for that time of ministry, the last big event that I did in, or crusade, or whatever you want to call it. I call it a crusade, but it's all prophecy, healing, miracles. It's not just the gospel message. I'm not necessarily an evangelist. I have the gifting. It's in here apostolically, but I'm more of a prophetic evangelist. And so I release prophecy. I release words of knowledge. Miracles, signs start breaking out. People accept Christ. It's that kind of a crusade. And people get saved. We had 200,000 get saved at the last event that I did, or crusade that I did in Pakistan. We're expecting for 300,000 people or more this time. And the organizers on the ground there are just working really hard to plan and prepare for a much larger event. We did not expect. We were hoping and just believing for 100,000 to come to the last crusade. And we had over 200,000 come. And so we're excited to see what God's going to do this time in October. Now, I know some of you have had questions about my safety in Pakistan. And I will just tell you that I trust the Lord. As you know, in 2023, the last crusade that I did there of the year, which was, if you can go back on my social media and see the pictures, but was the 1st of November, was when I was there. In 2023 was my last crusade I did there. And it was an amazing time. Now, right before that, as you know, all kinds of stuff started breaking out in Pakistan, and churches were being burned, pastors and their families were being killed and burned alive. There was all kinds of bad things happening. And I had a couple of apostle friends contact me that also have global ministries, and they just wanted to know, they're like, are you going? Are you still going to go? And I said, yes, I'm still going to go. And they were like, well, if God calls you to it, then you have to do it, even if, like, all the reports, I said, those mean nothing. If I'm supposed to be there, I'm protected. I don't have to worry about it. And so we did end up having to move the dates of the crusade because we had to, we had announced it publicly. And so we had to retract it, change the dates and keep it, basically the dates a secret for my safety. And so, but you guys, we went there. I had 6 armed guards with me everywhere I went. And the people I work with there, Anwar in Pakistan, they're beautiful people. I was very well protected. We had an amazing time with the Lord. And I'm expecting that again this October when I go back to Pakistan, except for more souls to be saved, more miracles. You guys, we had so many miracles, I can't name them all. So if you gave to Tanzania and we've already met the budget, then the rest is going into Pakistan, which is going to be basically the crusades I do that are for the most soul winning. Even though, once again, I'm not necessarily an evangelist. I'm a prophetic evangelist. I release prophecy. I go and I release the word. And then they get invited to participate and come in with the heavenly word. And then people are starting to get healed and all these miracles start breaking out and the glory manifests. We had a major glory cloud show up at the last crusade. It just like rested over the people. And you could physically see it just in the air. And so that's what I go do. And so it's not your typical crusade, but we had 200,000 people receive Christ that night. And so you couldn't deny the power. You can't deny the power of heaven, the power of the cross. And so because of that, then many people get saved. And it's all done through the prophetic, basically, the releasing of the prophetic. And so, okay, now that I've said that spiel, there's other things we're looking forward to. I will keep you posted for other things the second half of the year as the dates get closer. And just pray for us for the Tanzania trip. We are so excited and honored to go and bless the pastors there. Also, Pastor Juma, most of you guys are acquainted with him now because we went to Kenya. He is going to be coming over as a guest, one of our guests. He's flying over from Kenya to come and be refreshed during the conference. We've invited him to be a personal guest with Spirit Move. So we're excited about that. We're going to have a great time. And so, okay, on with the word. This is a wealth transfer word, but also a huge challenge for everybody. So basically, if you go back a few videos back to my word I released about the streams and the rivers, the vision that I had that God took me into of the rivers flowing from heaven, that in that word, God had me release an extravagant giving challenge that I had released to myself first. You guys, I always practice for myself first. And then he told me to encourage the students and encourage my mentorship, the school of ministry, everyone, and my staff to give an extravagant gift to the Lord, sow into a ministry. And so basically I had said, it doesn't have to be Spirit Move. I'm not telling you to donate to Spirit Move. If you feel like the Lord leads you to, amen. We are happy to receive all the gifts that the Lord tells you to give. But maybe there's been a ministry on your heart. Maybe your heart is directed towards a certain thing and you're like, man, I would really just love to, you know, what could I do for that or for that ministry or they just bless me or they feed me, they teach me and I'm so blessed by them. And this is outside of your tithe that you give to the church. Okay. And so I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but some of you would have seen it if you watched the word about the rivers and the streams, flowing. If you go back, I don't know, it's 3 or 4 words back. And you will see that I talked about the extravagant giving challenge. Now, some of you have contacted me and said, I am taking up the challenge. I told you that if you take up the challenge, you can email us. You don't need to tell us who you're giving it to or the amount, but let us know that you are participating in the challenge. And I will personally pray for you for pressed down, shaken, overflowing, into your bosom that you cannot contain, because God says to test him in this, okay? So now this is going to lead to the next wealth transfer word, which has been on the timeline for me to release literally for the last couple of months. And the Lord finally said, it's time, Liberty. So he had taken me to Luke 19:8, and basically I was reading about Zacchaeus and how Jesus entered the town of Jericho, and there was a man named Zacchaeus, a tax collector, of course, according to the Jews, a sinner. We're all, you know, a sinner. And so he was a sinner. Nobody liked him. You know, he collected taxes. And so they basically were like, whatever. But he wanted to see Jesus. I'm not going to read all of it, but I am going to read verse 8 in Luke 19. But basically he's like, man, I want to see this miracle guy coming into town. Like, who is this celebrity that's become a celebrity? Like, miracles, he's raising the dead, like all this cool stuff's happening. And I just want to see him. So he climbed up in a tree so he could see Jesus. Well, Jesus saw him and was like, hey, Zacchaeus. And so Luke 19:8, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, this is after the Lord was like, hey, Zacchaeus, come down. Hey, let's get together. Okay. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. So this is the wealth transfer word and the recovery. You shall recover all, the restoration of what the enemy has stolen from you. This is all wrapped up in this word, you guys. It's meant to be an encouragement, but to help you understand prophetically in the timeline where God's at. Because many of you, you know, I make jokes, but many of you want to be like, the wealth transfer, like, when is my bank account going to be full? When you make his bank account full? Ooh. When is this going to happen? When you are obedient. When is this going to happen? And you're like, well, I am obedient. I do give to the kingdom. Okay, great. But the thing is we're called to it first. And so I'm going to get into that here in just a minute when I talk about the challenge. But basically, many people have the wrong idea of the wealth transfer. Yes, biblically speaking, the gold is his, the silver is his. It's all being given back to his people. It's been stolen. And it will reflect in physical form. Those who are the obedient remnant that are a Mary, not a Martha, a Mary remnant that's all about him, in love with him. His presence is their everything. They live on his presence. Their strength comes from his presence. Everything is his presence. Those people are living under an open heaven. And as you obey, you have even more of an open heaven, because he will provide for what he tells you to do. Does that mean that there won't be tribulation, there won't be struggle, there won't be attacks? Of course there will be, but there will be a special protection, that an umbrella that you're under, that the enemy, you know, he can't get in there. And there's things that he cannot stop. And if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're positioning yourself, you will be on the receiving end. But it's not $1 million to fall on your lap. It's not a full bank account, although it could become that. Look at people in the Bible, you know, Jacob and Abraham, they were wealthy. They had all kinds of, you know, animals and they, you know, whatever, like they were not poor. And so he's not saying that we're going to be in poverty or else if we don't do everything perfectly. But at the same time, the Lord said, Liberty, my people have to position themselves to receive. And they need to understand everything is not about money. That's the world. That's Egypt. Everything is not about physical money. Wealth comes in other forms. What you receive in Christ, with Christ, in your relationship with him, in your time with him, with knowing him, with having relationship, him being the love of your life, being your best friend. That's where most all wealth is. But everything grows out of that. And so when it grows out of that, then God begins to bless the other areas of your life. Yes, you will get attacked. Yes, things will happen. You live in a fallen world. But at the same time, you will have a special protection. And the wealth transfer could be prodigals coming home. It could be your body being healed of cancer. It could be a joy, and I've talked about this, that you've never known. A supernatural joy that only comes from heaven. If you have been in a season of depression or loss, losing a spouse to death or divorce, losing a child, whatever it is, joy is a piece of wealth from heaven. And so we have to have the right idea, because if we do not, we will be shakable. We will want to live in the wealth, but then we will still be shakable. And he does not want us shakable when we're receiving the wealth, because the goal of it is to be funneled through us for his kingdom. It is not about us. It's to be used for him at the end of the day. It's all about him. It's not about you. It's not about me. Amen. Okay, so this is what he spoke to me when I was reading that and I got to this verse. He said, part of the wealth transfer will come from souls. Those who are rich and wealthy will get saved, then they will use their wealth for Jesus. That's a part of the wealth transfer. See, it's a whole nother view you wouldn't even think. If this really wealthy person over here gets saved, they start throwing money into God's kingdom. Now, that's the wealth transfer. It's money that was being, you know, put into the world of the wicked, being used with the wicked people. Now is being funneled into the kingdom because that person got radically saved and they were wealthy. And so that's the wealth transfer, you guys. It will get poured into God's kingdom ministries. This is a part of the removal of the wicked, basically the removal of the wealth from the wicked and being given to the righteous. But it's about souls first. Here at Body of Christ, if we're all about mammon and we're all about this, this, and this, it's about souls first. Leading to salvation, leading to restoration of people, discipling people, people growing in their gifts, his Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit being active in his body, his bride becoming pure. Those are the things, the souls, human being souls, salvation first. And so Jesus is always after the soul of people first. And this is what he was saying to me. And he said, the same way he called Zacchaeus, as we are obedient and we release the ministry, especially those who are listening and you have kingdom ministries, as we do what we're called to do, sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we're like, man. But the thing is, guys, is we have to know that every seed we sow of release, whether it's finances or it's us spending ourselves. That's what I call it. Spending yourself for the kingdom, not being a Martha. It's all coming from being a Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, drawing from his presence. He is our everything. We can do nothing without him. He's the love of our life. When we're coming from that place, you have to understand the value of what's all being released. And so Zacchaeus, the Lord said, is an example of the wealth transfer, is wealthy people getting saved. He said, we're coming into that season. And so I'm releasing that prophecy right now. We're coming into the season. We've already seen some of it. You've heard of celebrities. You guys, I don't follow any of them. I have to get the news other places, okay? Because I don't follow any of it. And I honestly have no idea. And I'm very happy to not have any idea. So I get told these things, such and such got saved, and then now they're doing this, and then they got baptized. Praise Jesus. Amen. Now, there's no way, once Jesus has your heart, that he eventually makes his way to your finances. Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, we're coming into a season where we're about to see people you would never think get saved because of our faithfulness. Those who are doing the work, you're spending yourselves randomly, people you wouldn't even think are going to be getting saved. And then now they're going to sow into the kingdom and they have millions. And the Lord said, that's the season that we're coming into, is we're going to begin to see a large season of a bunch of Zacchaeus getting saved and then pouring back into the kingdom. And that is the wealth transfer. It's a part of the wealth transfer. It's a piece of it. And so he said, we have to trust his ways, trust how he's doing it, why he's doing it. And I'll just tell you this, if you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs, being idle or doing nothing and going, when's Jesus going to come and drop a bucket of cash? He's not going to. Because number one, then that's what you're living for, is money, mammon. He's got to get that out of his people. We've got to get that mentality out of us. And so, as you know, I think it was 2022, I released a prophecy, a times and seasons word over the body, that the Lord said, Liberty, I will not remove the money from the wicked. I will not remove the money from the wicked to give it to the partial wicked. Hear it. I'm not going to take it from the super wicked, the ones that people are like, oh, they're surely going to hell, or they surely don't know Jesus. And then give it to people who are partially wicked, people that call themselves Christians, but they're actually not living for Jesus. They don't know him. They're doing whatever, like they're not all in. He's not going to take the money from partial, from the super wicked and give it to the little bit wicked. The money is going to go from the wicked to the full righteous. And that means the Lord said, Liberty, my people need to understand, position yourself to receive and you're going to receive. But if you don't position yourself, that means you get rid of the wrong ways you think about money. You get rid of mammon. You make Jesus your everything. He's the love of your life. He's your addiction. He's your source. He's all things in everything in all things. And when you get to that place, you're not going to be able to be shaken. And so honestly, whether you have more or less, famine or feast, like Paul said, it's not going to matter. You're going to feel the same. You're going to have so much love for Jesus and so happiness and so much joy. It's not going to matter. No devil in hell can take it. And so, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have that open heaven for us. Everything is in the glory realms, you guys. Everything is in the glory. It's provided. Anything can happen in the glory. Anything can be provided. That's why gold dust will show up at my services, silver, emerald, angel feathers. You guys, we're not Lulu. I can't make this stuff up. And I don't even ask for it. It just shows up. And so the glory, and this is his proof of showing, hey, heaven holds all of it. I want to be under an open heaven. And the Lord said, as the body of Christ, position ourselves and become that foundation to receive the money from the wicked. He said, I'm not going to take it from the wicked and give it to the little bit wicked, half Christian, half wicked, partial wrinkled bride, partial stained up bride. I'm not going to take it from that and give it to, you know, a half stained up bride, a half wrinkled bride. I'm going to be taking it all to the righteous. My remnant, who's a Mary in a Martha world, and everything that they do is coming out of my presence and knowing me. And so you guys know, I repeat myself on this, and I know I have a problem with that. Every now and then, it's not a problem. And I've been saying it for like years, okay, since like 2018. But the thing is, it's reality. And so the Lord said, when my people position themselves and they receive the gifts, and they make themselves ready to receive the gifts, and they're going to use the money properly. He said, number two, I'm not going to pull the money from the wicked and give it to someone who's righteous but super bad with money. You love God, he's your everything, but you're not good with money. And the first thing you can think of when you receive from the open heaven of Jesus is, I'm going to go get me a fancy sports car, or I'm going to finally get that house I wanted to get. No. The whole reason the money's going from the wicked to the righteous is so the righteous has money, has funding, to go minister, reach the souls, release the glory, miracle signs and wonders, do the work of the ministry, whether it's whatever part of the fivefold that you are, whether it's evangelism, you're a prophet. I'm apostolic, so my main vein is prophet, but I'm an apostle, and I have no problem saying that, okay? I walk in all of it, the pastoral gift, the teaching gift, what the apostolic gift, whatever it is, you know, you want to be provided for to go do that. And if you're doing it and that's your first thought. So like for me, oh man, the thought of getting $1 million check handed to me immediately, the first thing I think of is how many crusades could I do in Pakistan? How many miracles could we see? How many souls could get saved? But even though I'm not an evangelist, I am, you guys, when God needs me to be, but I'm prophetic. And so my first thought is, oh man, we could put the funds into this to do more for his kingdom. Oh man, we could do this with the funds for his kingdom. Oh man, 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 it's all about for his kingdom, for souls, for making him known on the earth, Christ being revealed. And so if that's not your first heart, then you're not going to receive the financial part because he already knows you're going to be bad with it. And so he knows you're not going to do what you're supposed to with it. So he is waiting for his bride, for his remnant, to get fully on board and be positioned to receive the beauty. Now, some of us are receiving it, and we're so blessed, and we're under an open heaven, and we live in faith. We do what he's called us to do. But then there's others that you're waiting for, you're idly waiting for this thing. And it's not coming. You need to be spending yourselves and doing what you can do for Christ and giving what you can give. Okay. Now, this is your challenge. The challenge that I gave all my students and the mentorship. And this is it right here. It is. Give an extravagant gift. And this is going to be one of my shortest videos in a while. I declare it. And so give an extravagant gift. And so what that means is that what the Lord told me was out of nowhere. He's like, Liberty, I want you to give an extravagant gift. And I was like, okay. And he's like, you know what an extravagant gift is. It's what you can't afford. And I know what it is. Just so you guys know, I'm a giver. I will give it all away. I probably have a problem with that. But I will give it all away. If it's for Jesus, I will spend myself and I will spend my bank account if it's for Jesus. And so I'll give it all away. I don't even care. I'm not attached to any of it. This is not my world. My world is not of this world, okay? So, but the thing is we have to do it first. So he said, Liberty, I want you to give an extravagant gift, and then I want you to challenge your students and your mentorship to give an extravagant gift. And so an extravagant gift is something you can't afford. And what that means is, I'll give you some quick examples. Let's say you're pretty well off. I mean, or you're, you know, middle class, what they call middle class, whatever. Everyone is beautiful class in Jesus's eyes, okay? Just so you know, no matter what your bank account says. And so let's say you have $100,000. You already tithe, you're faithful to tithing. Just so you know, you should be. That already belongs to God. If you don't give it to his kingdom and you are supposedly a Christian, you're robbing God, okay? I'm not going to get into all that. Read the Bible for yourself. Google the scriptures. But if you have $100,000 and you're like, I'm going to give $10,000 of it away, that's not extravagant. If you say $30,000, that's still not extravagant. I don't think you're getting up into the extravagant place until you get over 50%. And so what that means is, the Lord's like, Liberty, you tell my people to give an extravagant gift to my kingdom, sow into good soil, and watch me, test me, do a mighty work, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold of their extravagant gift. And so I challenged our students. They all have in some way have given. They already have testimonies of now of God replenishing. So now they're giving more and their minds are blown. And so what I'm telling you is it don't need to be given to Spirit Move. If God tells you, yes, or maybe he'll tell you three different ministries. This is above your tithe, you guys. It is an extravagant gift. Give to three different ministries. Or maybe there's ministries that you know are raising funds for different things, you know, and God tells you to give, then do it. Do not even question it, you guys. And I'm telling you this right now, if you think too hard about the money, you're not gonna give the gift. Because here's the thing. What is your Lord? What is your God? Is money your Lord? Is money your provider? Nope. Is your bank account your provider? Nope. Is your savings account your only cushion? Oh no, if it was empty, what would you do? Heck no. At the end of the day, it's all Jesus. It's never gonna be us. And so you, with that mentality is how you give it away. Is, well, my bank account isn't my provider. My savings, my 401k is not my provider. My investments are not my provider. Jesus is my provider. And as soon as, and I know you're gonna think this is going really far, Liberty. No, it's called the walk of faith. We, as the people of God, the Levites, we have to do it first. Read the Bible. In the Bible, it's very clear that God's people were first to be cleansed, first to be purified, first to be the example. And the Lord said, tell my people, when you do it first, then you are on the receiving end of the open heaven of the wealth transfer, whatever form that he wants to give it to you. And it could be in many stages of beautiful things. But he said, to be under that open heaven, they have to, number one, be willing to not have any attachments to this world that bring fear. And so basically, if your first thinking is, oh no, if I don't have all that money in my 401k, if I give it away, then what am I going to do in 10 years when I retire? Immediately that will tell you you're more reliant on your money than you are on Jesus. Now, there were some other big time ministry people that came on during COVID and gave their testimonies. I can't remember a couple of them, but they have books. They have very large ministries. And they came on and did lives because they had to do it from their house. And they basically said, I'm confessing and I'm repenting. Because as soon as COVID hit and the buildings were shut down and then we lost half our tithe, I realized how much I relied on money, not God. That money had might have become my God. And so they repented publicly. And I was like, wow, that's beautiful and amazing. And so money is not our source. Yes, we need it. God wants us to use it for his kingdom, but it is not our original source. It is not what we lean on. It is not what we go to. It is not, no, Jesus is all things. Because if we live that way, we will never actually walk in faith. We will never walk in faith, guys. Because at the end of the day, we will never do anything without proof that we can do it. So an example is, when God says, Liberty, I want you to go to Pakistan, and I want you to do this $300,000 people crusade. And I know I have to raise $100,000, just so you know, that's how much that I'm gonna need for us to do Pakistan. And I could be like, well, I'll say yes when I have the $100,000. No, just so you know, I don't roll that way. I say yes, and I trust him to provide. And I will just say this to you right now. I have never canceled a Pakistan trip. I have never canceled an Africa trip. I have never canceled any of the events that we've done for free. The revivals, the outreaches, the prayer summits, the conferences, the ones we didn't charge for. I have never not been provided for. And so when he tells me to do something, I say yes with zero money in the budget for that. And you're probably thinking, that's nuts. You can't live like that. Yeah, you can. When it's Jesus's work, yes, you can. There's funding in the budget for this. There's to pay staff. There's this, this, and this. But I don't have $100,000 laying around. So I have to agree to it in faith without it, knowing if he's calling me to it, he's going to provide. And it has never not happened. I say yes, and I plan, and I begin to prepare like I'm going to go. And then the funding shows up, and God covers all the bills. And so he has never failed me. Never. Never, never, never. Like, I literally have a never. So that's the faith walk. So the Lord needs you to understand the extravagant gift needs to be something you don't think you can afford or might make you cringe or make you go, eh, I don't know. Okay? If it makes you panic a little or, you know, your heart starts pounding, you're like, okay? Your bank account is not your source, your 401k, your savings account. Because at the end of the day, we're in the last days. And at some point, none of that's going to matter. And you have to know every day God's your source, not your bank account. So if you're a faithful Christian who serves the Lord, you love him dearly, and you have a lot of wealth, I dare you to start giving it away and see if that wealth doesn't turn into a hundredfold. And I'm going to pray for that for all of you here right now. Give an extravagant gift. Pray and ask God what ministry you should give it to. And also, I recommend if you don't know and you're like, well, I could give some to Spirit Moved or to you guys. I could give some maybe to this one, but I don't know who I trust. Email the ministry. I will send you a list of ministries that I trust and I support, and I will be happy to send you their way to give an extravagant gift. Guaranteed, they'd be happy to receive it, okay? So I will give you any info you need on ministries that I believe are pure and holy and doing everything God's calling us to do on the earth, and they will happily receive your funds for all the things God's told them to do to build his kingdom. And so everything you need is in the links below. If you would like to give to Spirit Move, we have the mailing address, our P.O. box. There's the ministry phone number on there. We have text to give somewhere, I think, on our website. But you can go to spiritmove.global, give tab to get information, or down below is our email. Email us, and I'll tell you ministries that we trust and believe that you should sow into if you're wondering who, okay? So let's pray. I'm going to pray for you now. Those of you that take up this challenge and give, if you would like to let us know, at least by name only, we would love to know that you're taking up the challenge, you're participating, and I will physically pray for you by name, okay? But right now, I'm going to pray for you. Lift your hands. If you want to lift your hands, prepare to receive. I always feel like that's important. So if you would like to, lift your hands if you're not driving. And we're going to pray together right now. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. We honor you. We thank you that you are calling us and providing for us to go reach the souls that need saved. We thank you for those this season we're shifting into of the souls, the wealthy that are going to get saved, and that those funds that they have are going to be transferred to the righteous. We thank you, Lord, for all the work that you're doing in the heavenlies to transfer the wealth, Lord. We thank you ahead of time. We just honor you, Lord, and we want to do it your way. Lord, prepare us to be a foundation to receive from the open heaven. Help us to be wise. Help us to use what you give us for the kingdom, not for ourselves. Lord, we repent of mammon. We repent of the spirit of Egypt. We repent of any kind of materialistic addiction that would cause us to be so attached to our bank accounts, to our 401ks, to our investments, that we would not be willing to give up an extravagant gift to your kingdom. Forgive us, Lord, for being more attached to money as our provider than you as our provider. Lord, we say we give it up right now. Man, I can feel the glory. We let it all go right now, and we say you are the provider. You are the one who will cover us in famine or feast. The banks are not our provider. Our retirement, our investments, an inheritance we're waiting on, that whatever, the money for the next big deal we're about to do, or as we expand our business, Lord, no, we just say, it's all yours. Those are not our provider. No, it's all yours, Lord. At the end of the day, you own it all. It's all yours. And we say, we give it to you, Lord. And we declare, pressed down, shaken up, and overflowing blessing as we give extravagant gifts and we give ourselves away and we give our resources away and we sow them into your kingdom so souls can be saved. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you. And what an honor to partner with you. Woo! To see your work on the kingdom go forth, Lord. We say we receive all that you have for us, Lord, as we give faithfully and we trust more in you than we do in the money and in jobs, bank accounts, investments, whatever. And Lord, forgive us for ever trusting in man, mammon, or Egypt more than you. Forgive us, Lord. And so, Lord, I lift up every person at the sound of my voice and I declare over every single person that gives an extravagant gift that you will give them 30, 60, 100-fold return, pressed down, shaken up, and overflowing as the Bible has promised over each of their bank accounts, their prodigals coming home, healing of disease and sickness in their families, wealth into their businesses, their small businesses, wealth, the ability to invest and hear you, Lord, to invest and triple, quadruple, 100-fold their funds, their investments, so that they can use the money for your kingdom, Lord. We just declare an open heaven release, Lord. Woo! And I pull it down from the glory realms on their behalf, Lord, into the now. I pull it down into the now. All that heaven says is theirs. As they are faithful to you, they trust you, and they give extravagantly, and they sow into your kingdom, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. I gotta go. I love you guys. Be blessed, give an extravagant gift, and watch what God will do. Amen and amen.